Metu Netir, Volume 4, The Osirian Resurrection, The Initiate's Daily Meditation Guide. Chapter 14, Work to be Performed August 21st to September 20th, in the Northern Hemisphere, Southern Hemisphere, February 21st to March 20th. Law of Auset, the ninth Netir of the Pout. 9:100a. We experience the influence of the Netir Auset as the desire for change and to learn. Everything in the world is a constant state of change, and our survival and success depends on our ability to adapt to the changes by changing our persons. Specific to man are the growth stages of life: infancy, childhood, adolescence, early, mid, and late adulthood. What was normal, hence acceptable for an earlier stage, is not so for the later stages. We must learn to see that a great deal that is wrong in the world is the survival of the child in the adult stage. People marry and still want to live the single life. They become adults and still want to be cared for as children are. They are elders and still want to act like sexy spring chickens or roosters and so on. Besides changing to meet the demands of the growth stages of life, we must be able to effectively transcend habits that are bad or no longer useful, or to establish new habits. Auset is the faculty that governs the ability to transcend the old and to give birth to the new. Receptivity and indiscriminate imitation. 9:102a. The Auset faculty of the spirit governs the first stage of life. Learning and growth are the highest spiritual and physical priorities during this stage, and it is the reason why children learn to grow at the highest rate. The discriminating function is the chief opponent to receptivity. Thus, it is turned off at this stage. For the purpose of rapid learning and change, the Auset faculty imitates indiscriminately. The ancient literature indicated this attribute by adopting water and the moon as its symbol. The surface of water is reflective, and water adapts to the shape of its container. The light of the moon is not its own. It reflects the light of the sun. These are fitting images for the expressions of children and of people who adhere blindly to customs and traditions. It is the source of many problems in the world. The values and life practices of the majority of people in the world have been acquired through indiscriminate imitation. Religious values and practices, dietary habits, mating habits and customs, moral values, educational skills, all the way to the doctorate degree, and so on. Trance and transcendence. For us to function in each stage of life, the behaviors that are the norm for each stage must be established as habits. They must flow automatically as knee-jerk responses, as reflexes. Unless we are to remain crystallized in the habits of the early stage of life, there must exist a faculty within our being that facilitates change. This is the role of trance. The resemblance between the words trance, transcendence, transformation, transference, transportation, etc., are not accidental. They are kin to each other in the world, in the word structure and denotation. Children learn so easily because they spend a great deal of time in a mild state of trance. It is the reason for their short attention span, actually for externals only. Once we grow into the adult stage, the childhood ability to grow into trance is greatly diminished. We must reclaim it through the practice of meditation and hypnotherapy, properly applied. The pandemic inability of people to transcend bad habits must be seen to reside in their failure to learn how to meditate for the purpose of inducing the heightened state of receptivity that characterizes the trance state. If you have been performing the meditations that are prescribed in this book, you would have experienced many changes in behavior by now. In an early chapter, it was pointed out that our convictions must become flesh in order to redeem us. Trance is a state that facilitates the transference of ideas to the brain and nervous system. Trance and negative cultivation. The trance state is not only induced through the meditation or hypnosis or from being a child. We enter the state every time that we are caught up in a strong emotion, desire, or sensation. We are also in the state when we are spaced out or in suspense or absent-mindedness, etc. It is thus that we cultivate or reinforce negative behaviors, as we are not usually mindful of what thoughts we take into trance at each moment. Residence of the self-image. 9:101a. A common phenomenon will lay the foundation for the understanding of how the self-image gets its power in man's life. A hypnotized subject is given the suggestion that a glass of water that will be given to them to drink long after they have come out of trance is vodka, and that it will make them drunk. When the glass of water is drunk, it will actually taste like vodka and the person will genuinely be drunk. Even a blood test will reveal biochemical reaction to the ingestion of alcohol. Advocates of the cliche mind over matter must take note that trance is a state that empowers the mind and its words and images over the earth. The self-image, then, is a set of ideas embodying the conviction of who and what we are that has been empowered by trance. The human self-image is built up of a set of ideas that have been acquired in the early stages of life. Hence, through indiscriminate imitation and taken into trance through the high state of childhood, receptivity, and emotionality. On the other hand, the divine self-image, Ausar, must be built out of the reasoned understanding of the 11 laws of God and taken into trance through meditation. Devotion, love, sacrifice, and the power of the word. 9:102a. In the Kemetic spiritual system, Auset represents the expression of love through devotion, and in this capacity, she is called Kenemet Unghet. You are devoted to something when you are so committed that you are willing to sacrifice all for it. Bringing yourself to such a state will fill you with a great deal of spiritual power. It is thus that you fulfill the requirement for manifesting the power in mantras. It is not the number of times that you repeat the mantra. It is the intensity of the force that is directed to your objective. As a matter of fact, with the Auset devotion, all thoughts of achieving a goal become words of power. It was said earlier that emotional states are trance states of varying degrees of power. Devotion to a cause places people in a state of protracted trance even during their waking period. We recognize this in the common expression that someone is in trance with something to convey the thought that they are acting in a zealous or obsessed manner. It is not a metaphor or an analogy, it is a fact. Thus far, you have been meditating on the laws of God and reasoning about them. If you have done the work consistently, you will have seen many changes in your behavior for the better. Yet, it will not by itself lead to the final outcome, the realization of Ausar. You must take your devotion to the goal to the bitter end. We will take this up in the following chapter, Heru and Heru Behuit. Auset Initiation Work 9:100b. Review 9:100a and 1. Write a short essay on how your ability to adapt to situations and how you have grown or not. 2. Make a list of the habits you have been able to change. And 3. Another for the habits that you have not been able to change. Make a note to keep in mind that trance is the means of facilitating adaptation and change in your life. 9:100b1. Review 9:100a and make a list of your customs that you acquired through indiscriminate behavior, i.e. without performing extensive study on. For example, the way you went about selecting a mate, progressing through your relationship, the things that you eat, the way you dress, your beliefs and the things you affirm, your explanations for actions and events in your life, and the life of others. This is an extensive task. If it is properly done, your list should top 300 entries. 9:100b2. Declarations of freedom from sins. Compose declarations from the above list. For example, I have not followed the madness of the crowd. Be specific. I have not continued in the unscientific diet handed down by my parents and society. Name the article of diet. I have not smoked. I have not gotten high. I have not gotten drunk. I have not affirmed that I am a human. I have not affirmed that man is an animal. I have not entered into a relationship from falling in love. I have not left a relationship because I cannot take it anymore. You must further meditate on why such behaviors are incorrect. 9:101b. Review 9:101a and perform the following meditation for many months until the thoughts are firmly implanted in your mind. First, go into trance through the Zazen meditation. Once in trance, repeat the following affirmations. Amen. You were made in the likeness of a peace that nothing can disturb. Reclaim your peace that you may attain to your reason for coming into existence, the enjoyment of life. Ausar, your nature is an unconquerable peace. Therefore, nothing or no one in the world can be against you. All experiences come to you to promote your reclamation of peace, that you may in turn acquire wisdom and power. Tahuti, when all of your thoughts, feelings, and actions reflect the word of God, then the power of God's spirit and the peace that nothing can challenge will flow through your being. Seker, when the emotions of man manifest in response to the word of God, they have the power to influence the course of any and all events in the world. Ma'at, God needs you in order to come into the world. Fulfilling God's need is the highest act of love, and only through your love for God can you fulfill your love for others. Become the love of God in the world for the protection of the world. Herukahuti, know that God neither punishes nor rewards nor protect. that you will have the comfort of controlling these for yourself. Heru, you have the power but not the right to ignore God's law. Choose to follow the law of God with the love and joy that grows out of understanding, and the wisdom and power of God's Spirit will flow through your being. Het Heru, it is not what you imagine, it is who is imagining. Are you a human or a divine being? Sebek, it is not what you think or what you affirm, it is who is thinking and affirming. Are you a human or a divine being? Auset, prepare to sacrifice everything to become the vessel of God on earth, and you will in turn receive everything. This is devotion to serving God. Jeb, know that from heaven you came and to heaven you will return. Seek not enduring works on earth. You are the master of the earth through your likeness with God. 9:102b. Review 9:102a and 1. Make a list of the detrimental sacrifices you have made on behalf of things you like or goals you endeavor to achieve. Some people sacrifice their health, don't get enough sleep, don't take time out to exercise, don't get enough rest. Sacrifice important aspects of their lives, family, relationships, etc., and sacrifice the well-being of others to achieve their goals. Such behavior is caused by being in a state of lingering trance with a strong emotional involvement with an object. The trance is constantly renewed by the several times a day indulgence in the emotion. You must thus make a note of the emotion that is driving the sacrifice. 9:102b2. Declarations of freedom from sins. Examples: I have not sacrificed my well-being or that of another to indulge, name the pleasure. I have not sacrificed my well-being or that of another to in the course of achieving my, name the objective. 9:103b. Review 0:104a. Amen, and perform the following meditation using the emotional situations listed above as the scenarios in the meditation script. Meditation script. Scenario: visualize a situation that challenges you. Truism, divine law. I give thanks to you, God, for the peace and joy that comes from the knowledge that I have been made in your likeness. I am one with you because I am living in your likeness and image. When I am at peace in the midst of the greatest challenge, visualization of living in harmony with the law. Visualize your person acting in a manner that gives evidence that you are at peace in the situation. Visualization of the blessings received from living truth. See your person enjoying a goal that you are seeking to attain as a result of having vitalized and harmonized your life force with peace. 9:104b. Review 9:102a and make a list of the things that you think you would have problems sacrificing in the course of living the 11 laws to become a divine person. If there is at least one such thing, you must review 4:102a and b, 6:107a and b, and 6:108a and b. If that fails, then you must review the entire book. 9:105b, meditation script. Scenario: visualize the situations in which you tend to sacrifice your divinity for the sake of holding on to an emotional conditioning or a worldly desire. Truism: I look like God when I am ready to sacrifice the animal within, the human ghost within. There are no lines drawn. in the sand, none other but God. Visualization of living in harmony with the law. Visualize your person acting in a manner that gives evidence that you have joyfully set aside the emotion or worldly interest in defense in deference to your spiritual objective. Visualization of the blessings received from living truth. See your person enjoying a goal that you are seeking to attain as a result of having vitalized and harmonized your life force with peace. And here ends the reading of chapter 14.